one more.
And welcome back to SwampSwami.com's Sports Commentary. Today we're going to talk about Tony Finau's green shirt. You may have heard that golf legend Jack Nicklaus began to wear a yellow golf shirt on the final round of every PGA Tour event beginning in 1969 as a tribute to a young boy named Craig Smith who had developed bone cancer at the age of 11. Jack Nicklaus and his wife Barbara were friends with the boy's family and were heartbroken to hear the news about this fine young man. When Jack came over to visit the family and ask how he was feeling, he asked Craig what his favorite color was, and the youngster said, yellow. And Nicklaus leaned over to him and said, every Sunday, when I'm playing and you watch on TV, I'll wear a yellow shirt, and that's my Hello, Craig shirt. And from that day on, Jack Nicklaus wore that yellow shirt in the final round of every Sunday golf tournament for the remainder of his career, including that wonderful major championship win at the Masters at age 46. In subsequent years, we would also watch Tiger Woods don his trademark red shirt for the final round of every golf tournament which he has played in, too. On Monday at the final round of the FedEx Playoff Northern Trust event in New York City, PGA professional golfer Tony Finau wore his usual final round color, too. Tony's green golf shirt is his final round choice. He wears green on every Sunday's final round because it reminds him of his mother, who died in an automobile accident at the age of 47 back in 2011. Tony struggled to play golf in the months following her death. Tony Finau said that his mother's favorite color was green, so now he wears a green golf shirt every Sunday in the final round in remembrance of his mom. I know she's there. I know she's following me, he said in an interview several years ago. Now, Tony Finau is part of a family which has roots in the Polynesian country of Tonga. Yes, ladies, the very same Tonga which is now famous for the famously buff Tonga Man, who carries the country's national flag into the stadium as part of the opening ceremonies of the past few Summer Olympic Games. The Finau family settled in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, Tony's clan was definitely not part of the typical country club set where most PGA golfers seem to get their start. After young Tony Finau watched a relatively young Tiger Woods winning the 1997 Masters Golf Tournament on TV, Tony went and begged his father to let him learn how to play golf too. His dad, Kilepa Finau, took his 7-year-old boy Tony and his 6-year-old brother Gipper to a local thrift store and bought the boys their first set of golf clubs for 75 cents apiece. Pop then went to the local library and checked out a golf book that he wanted the boys to read. It was a book called Golf My Way by a pretty good golfer by the name of Jack Nicklaus. From there, Tony and his younger brother, Gipper, went to the local municipal golf course to learn how to chip and putt, for free, of course, on the putting green. And when Dad saw how much the kids really did like to play golf, he would then pull the car back out of the garage and he put up a mattress in the garage to allow the boys to swing away and hit practice golf ball shots off strips of carpet which Dad had placed onto the concrete floor of the garage. These boys became so serious about the game of golf that the local par 3 golf course, which was located just a few blocks from the Finau house, would allow the two young boys to play for free. Both of the two Finau kids would become exceptionally good golfers by the time they reached high school. In fact, their high school didn't even have a golf team when Tony and his brother Gipper came to the school. Well, that changed quickly. The high school golf team, led by the Finau brothers and a golf coach who had never even played golf himself before, would then win the first state golf title for the school in their 114-year history. At a lanky 6'4" tall, Tony was also an accomplished high school basketball player who was offered several athletic scholarships for both golf and basketball. Despite the lure of college, Tony Finau opted to become a professional golfer upon graduating high school at the age of 17. Tony Finau then toiled at the lowest levels of professional golf for his first 4 years. He played on several different professional golf tours, and nearly every year, he would come up just short at the PGA's annual qualifying tournament in the fall. He never gave up on his dream of becoming a regular PGA Tour member, though. By 2013, Tony Finau finally broke through at the PGA Tour's qualifying tournament, and the following year, he added his first win ever on the Web.com Tour, and that propelled him to earn his PGA playing card for the 2014 and 15 season. In his first year on the PGA Tour, young Tony Finau found the top 10 five times and earned a whopping $2.1 million. In his second year, Finau claimed his first PGA victory at the 2016 Puerto Rico Open and qualified for the season-ending FedEx Cup Finals. The money was now pouring in, and Tony Finau appeared to be on his way to a very highly successful PGA golf career. Well, that victory in 2016 marked the last win for Tony Finau for more than 5 years. He was still cashing paychecks, some very lucrative paychecks, for finishing in the top tier of players nearly every week. It's just that he seemed to be unable to finish off golf tournaments in that final round. Annually voted as one of the most popular players in the PGA Tour locker room, Tony Finau remained patient, positive that his time to win would eventually return again. As this year's 2021 FedEx Playoff Series began at the Northern Trust last weekend, Tony Finau had worked his way up to the number 22 ranked golfer in the world, despite having just one victory on the big stage. After 8 heartbreaking runner-up finishes over the last 5 years, Tony Finau never gave up on himself or his golf game. And as the final round was starting this Monday, Sunday's final round had been washed out by Tropical Storm Henri, Tony Finau found himself in a very familiar position. He was 2 shots back, behind leaders John Rahm and Cameron Smith, with 18 holes to go. Yes, a big payday was already assured for Tony. But this time, he wanted to bring an end to his 143-tournament losing streak over a very long 5-year period. And he also made sure to wear his final round green shirt, too, as he wanted his mom to be watching from her heavenly viewing position. After rallying down the stretch on the final 9 holes on Monday, Finau found himself tied for first place with Australia's Cameron Smith and facing a playoff for the trophy. On the first playoff hole, Smith hit his drive out of bounds on the par 4 18th. Finau then calmly stepped up and found the fairway with his drive, nailed his second shot into the center of the green, and then two-putted to grab his second career win. It also moved him to number 9 in the world golf rankings. After claiming his second PGA Tour win since entering professional golf at the age of 17, the now 31-year-old Tony Finau told the press afterwards, quote, "I haven't had the wins to maybe have the type of confidence and belief, but you just have to. I have to believe I can go out there and beat Justin Thomas today, or I can beat John Rahm. I have to believe that, and I did. And I continue to do that, and that's the only reason why I'm sitting here today as the champion." Congratulations, Tony. I would expect that we will see a lot more of you and your final round green golf shirts for many years to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. We'll be right back.